The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, June 1st. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Denver Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy had all the charges stemming from his May 12th arrest dismissed on Tuesday. The arrest had been on a charge for second-degree criminal tampering with a domestic violence enhancer. Jeudy's attorney, Harvey Steinberg, released a statement, and I quote, "After reviewing the evidence, I always believed that no crime had been committed and all charges would be dismissed," end quote. Jeudy could still face penalty under the league's personal conduct policy, though this is likely a sign that he should be clear of that. We will see. In 10 games last year, Jeudy caught 38 passes for 467 yards, numbers that could improve should the 23-year-old stay healthy now that he has quarterback Russell Wilson. According to Sarah Barshop of ESPN, Tuesday came with another new lawsuit filed against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The plaintiff changed her mind about filing the lawsuit after watching the recent HBO Real Sports piece. So that makes a total of 23 lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions against Watson. When NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke recently at the league spring meeting, it did seem like the league was heading to a conclusion on potential discipline for Watson, but nothing definitive has been announced there yet. Watson's lead attorney released a statement denying the new allegations. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed former Chicago Bears and New Orleans Saints defensive tackle Akeem Hicks to a one-year deal worth up to $10 million, as reported by NFL Network. ESPN's Adam Schefter noted this all but guarantees free agent Ndamukong Suh will be playing elsewhere in 2022. Hicks had 3.5 sacks and 25 tackles in 9 games last season. Now Bucs head coach Todd Bowles took the podium on Tuesday, and he said that most of the voluntary workouts in Bucs camp have been good. Tampa holds its mandatory minicamp next week from June 7th to June 9th.
As of right now, I expect everyone to be here. You know, looking forward to all the guys just getting back together, really the camaraderie and trying to pick up some of the things we learned in phase two and this OTA camp and bring it on home in minicamp.
Cornerback Jamel Dean also took the podium, and he had some amusing, candid comments about Bowles, the head coach, versus Bowles, the defensive coordinator.
Well, to me, it's the same, because I still get the same treatment. So,
which is what?
You know, I get the sarcasm, always up my butt, so it's no different for me.
Does Jamel know that Bowles has access to this press conference? I wish we could all be there at the next practice and see how that goes over. Speaking of practice and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, starting quarterback Tom Brady will join his partner, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as they take on Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes in the match on Wednesday. The event happens at the Wynn Golf Club in Nevada, with coverage on TNT slated to begin at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook have odds on this showcase event, with Brady and Rodgers projected to win the match at minus 160. If you want to take Allen and Mahomes, you can get them at plus 140. Yeah, we'll finish up your Wednesday kickoff with our speed round. The Minnesota Vikings hosted wide receiver Dede Westbrook on a free agent workout on Tuesday. Originally a fourth-round pick by the Jaguars in 2017, Westbrook reportedly has a few teams interested in his services. Free agent cornerback Fabian Moreau is signing with the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions claim defensive end John Kaminsky from the Atlanta Falcons while cutting kicker Aldrick Rosas. The Indianapolis Colts are expected to promote director of college scouting Morocco Brown to chief personnel executive. That's according to multiple reports. For you gamers, the Madden 23 cover will be revealed this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And with that, that's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, June 1st. Be sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.